Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
It was previously Lenny McAllister filling in for Larry Richard on the Big K Morning Show. Now, stay with me. It's Lenny McAllister filling in for Marty Griffin, at least for a little while. It's still News Radio KDKA. The phone lines are still open, 866-391-1020. Casey is still making it happen behind the scenes, but really, if you're behind the scenes, you're leading the charge. So you're behind the scenes, but leading the charge. How do you like how I put that, Casey? Does that describe you accurately, behind the scenes, but leading the charge?
Yoy.
Bingo. He gets it now. Yes, he can be taught. As the late Robin Williams said in Aladdin, by the way. You didn't expect your radio show host that's filling in for Marty Griffin today to quote Aladdin. But he is, because he is I, and I am he. Slim with the tilted brim, what's my name? You didn't expect that either, because Marty Griffin is not quoting Snoop Dogg. Or he's going to quote Snoop Dogg very, very poorly. That said, just kidding, Marty. Enjoy your day off, sir. 866-391-1020. And before I go to the phones, I feel like I need to explain myself. Because I mentioned being up at 5:30 and doing the show 5:30 to 12 today. That's not really the challenge. I have done morning shows before, TV and radio. In fact, my show, The Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON, was a 5 AM Central Time show. So, you know, and there were times I'd be on there from 5 to, heck, depending on who I filled in for, I might be on there from 5 to noon. That's not a big deal. The big deal is the fact that I'm also working on the audiobook for A Venn Diagram of One, An American Story. My book that'll come out by way of Frederick Douglass Books and Simon & Schuster in August. Well, somebody has to record the audiobook. Again, he is I and I am him, Slim with a tilted brim. It's not Snoop Dogg that's reading it. By the way, it would sound really, really odd if Snoop Dogg read my book. It's me. So I'm here doing that and working as I've been doing all weekend. And I appreciate your grace as I'm getting a little tired. And I don't mean your grace as in, you know, Bridgerton. I mean your grace as in your forgiveness, your kindness, your patience with me as I stumble from here and there, because it's one thing doing radio and talking back and forth in a conversation, whether it's interviews or callers at 866-391-1020. It's completely different just going on and on and on to record an audiobook. I'm blessed to have the experience. I think you all will enjoy hearing the audiobook. If you get the hardback, hardcover, great. If you end up getting the ebook, fantastic. If you get the audiobook, I think you'll enjoy it. But yeah, there's something to be said about talking for hours and then coming and, you know, talking for hours. So thank you for the grace as I do that. In the meanwhile, 866-391-1020. I'm going to go back to the phone lines. Carl in Newcastle, you are now on KDK. Carl, I'm going to put you on hold because I feel like there's a technical glitch there. Susan in Mars, you're on KDK.
Hello?
Susan, you're on KDK. Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Thank you for the beautiful program for today. My dad was born in 1893, World War One, and at the age of two, my dad and I would decorate the graves of the fallen. The one thing that he did tell me was when he was in the trenches, is that the man beside you, it didn't matter what race or creed he was, you worked together as a unit to help each other. And the other thing, when I found my dad's uniform after he passed, in his pocket was a little black book like men used to carry women's names in, you know, for dates and things.
Yep.
Well, it was where we landed, who we were, the enemy was, and things like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and then when I went to see the Vietnam Wall when it came, my brother was in Vietnam. The army man asked me what war my dad fought in, and I said World War One. He goes, "No, you mean your grandfather." I said, "No, it was my dad." And the other thing, my dad and his brothers, their name is at St. Mary's on the Mount, on the monument at the church. And I don't remember where the Doughboy is in Pittsburgh, but my dad's name's on that monument also, and one of his other brothers.
Susan, that's amazing. First and foremost, we appreciate your family's sacrifice, because even if they came home after war, they had to sacrifice their time and potential memories to serve our country instead of spending that time and spending those memories with you. So first and foremost, thank you. And second of all, thank you for sharing those stories.
You're welcome. And thank you for having this beautiful program. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for Susan, I appreciate your kind words. I appreciate you listening. Memorial Day is a very different type of holiday, right? Because Labor Day, you celebrate people that helped build up the country. And the 4th of July, you obviously celebrate the Declaration of Independence in America. And Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving. You give gratitude. You give thanks. In fact, I have a mug for my coffee that literally says, "Start each day with a grateful heart." That's the epitome of Thanksgiving. And plus, Thanksgiving is a day where everybody travels to each other to spend that special holiday meal together. Christmas is Christmas, or the other holidays that you might celebrate at the end of December. New Year's is New Year's, the hope of a new year. Memorial Day's different because there is this national sharing of the day that both celebrates the beginning of summer and yet has this horrible connotation to it. And before I get to the phones, before I go to break, it's often forgotten about that Memorial Day started out as Decoration Day. And Decoration Day came during the final days of the Civil War, started by African Americans who were honoring the dead that died for a war that eventually freed the slaves. You know, there were people that had pushed back on Juneteenth. But there are things that come from that long ago that we still celebrate today, including Memorial Day, something that started from the Civil War, our worst conflict ever. Our bloodiest war ever. And dare I say, one can make the argument that our most consequential war ever. I understand World War II. I understand what was on the line. But you can't even have America help the Allies in World War I and World War II if you didn't have a United States of America. One could make the argument that the Union and the Confederacy, if they were two different countries, would have never worked together on that war. They could have been on opposite sides of the war. In fact, the European powers would have fought to take one and the one take the other. I say all that because even the origins of Memorial Day go back to a smaller celebration, a smaller remembrance, a smaller understanding of what the significance of loss of life could be when serving the right cause. And historically, one of the greatest causes that Americans gave their lives for was for keeping this country together. And that was started by African Americans. Decoration Day, look it up. 1860s, tail end of the Civil War. In the meanwhile, I'm going to get back to the phones. I'm going to try Carl again, but I'm also going to get to Donald and the Bishop and others at 866-391-1020. Lenny McAllister was filling in for Larry Richard, now filling in for Marty Griffin, at least until 12, here on the news. The news, not the news. The very news. The very new, the very old, the very special. News Radio, KDKA. You know, and even in a commercial break, and this is the epitome of what I was talking about with Memorial Day. I look online and I see an individual that I have known over the years, casually, but I know and I respect. And this individual is reflecting upon the loss of somebody from the Vietnam War. And, you know, I'm not going to say where I saw it. It was on social media. But the individual's post basically says it still doesn't make sense. And this individual is talking about something that happened 60 years ago. That's the power of loss when people give their lives in the military. That's the power that can either destroy this country because there can be a lot of anger and hurt and pain, or it can bring us together because you can find that story in any pocket of the country. Now, I just said that that's an individual from our region. Is that person, you know, old and Italian living in Lawrenceville or Penn Hills? Are they black and living in the South Hills? Are they, you know, Ukrainian American living in Braddock or Carrick? Does it matter? No, because you can find those stories within all four corners of the United States. And it proves once again that we're more alike than we are different. And on days like today, we need to remember that and then kind of get back to acting that way tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday. And by the way, I'll be filling in for Michael Bartley Thursday from 6 to 10 p.m. He will be here at noon today, so you'll get to hear from him today. I'll be filling in for him on Thursday evening. Back to the phones. Carl in New...
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Opetaia takes on Noel Michalian. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount+ subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+.
Newcastle, you're on KDK.
I think I got you this time.
Indeed,
Lenny.
You did.
Okay. Your program has brought up memories of my dad. He served in World War II, and he's since passed away, but he served in the Fiji Islands. He was an Italian-American, so obviously he didn't serve in Europe. He served in places like Porkchop Hill. He was there after the battle, but he served in a very, very terrible battle in a place called Bougainville. And he was on a 50 caliber machine gun, and he got a Bronze Star for surviving that battle, which America suffered a lot of casualties in that battle. And it's covered up or not talked about much at all in the various war annals. But anyway, he never talked about the battles. He talked about the people, the Fiji people. He talked about a horse they rode to get supplies and bring them back to their camp and shared with four other men. He talked about an iguana that came into their tent late at night in the middle of the night that was like 8 foot long and scared the living daylights out of them. And everything related to what went on around war except the battles and war. And as Chris Moore likes to say, anyone who's been on the front lines in war is never in a hurry to go to war again. We forget about the families back home who suffer, not only from members of their families who were killed in war, but the many, many, many more family members who lost limbs or were permanently damaged from war and now are cared for by loved ones for the rest of their lives. It's a lifelong sacrifice, and the families suffer as much as the people who served in war. So right now, today, I'm thinking about the families of all the people who lost limbs or were hurt and are taking care of family members, and I wish them the best, and I wish our government would do more to help those veterans out. I'm disappointed by the help that veterans get, and I wish they were taken care of much, much better in this country.
Carl, I appreciate your phone call, and I appreciate the sacrifices that your family has made. And, you know, you're correct. It's very easy, and I brought this up earlier in the show. Again, Lenny McAllister previously filling in for Larry Richard, now filling in for Marty Griffin. It's very easy to think about the person that lost their life and not think about the people at home. They made a sacrifice. I know that the focus is on the person that was in the military uniform that lost their life, and it should be. But that sacrifice, when they make that decision to make that sacrifice, that's a sacrifice that they're not only saying that they're willing to make, but even as an 18-year-old, boy or girl, young man, young woman, boy to man, girl to woman, you're also asking your parents to take on this stress. You're also asking your siblings, ignore the nightmares. You're also asking your friends, don't buy into everything you read on the news. That's a sacrifice as well. And then if they do pay the ultimate price, that's a burden that all of those that touched that fallen soldier have to carry for the rest of their lives. We've already heard from multiple people that have said, I still feel this. And this happened to me in 1969, 1971, 1958. I still feel this. And it's real. And they should. But that's also the reason why we should be stepping up. And it's not just today on Memorial Day. I have to emphasize this yet again. With how we interact with each other as Americans, how we interact with each other when it comes to how we're going to advance our society moving forward through public policy, through laws, through education, through community interaction. If we just kept in mind those that made the active ultimate sacrifice more often, we could probably be more active and more intentional in creating a better America as a result because of the opportunity they provided us. Let's keep that in mind today. Going to the news, going back to the phones, 866-391-1020. Lenny McAllister here filling in today on News Radio KDKA. Lenny McAllister voluntarily pulling the short straw today. Started at 5:30 a.m., which means that I filled in for Larry Richard. But I'll be here until noon, which means I'm also filling in for Marty Griffin. However, the benefit for you all is the fact that I've had these phone lines open. 1-866-391-1020, giving you an opportunity to talk about pretty much anything, but particularly Memorial Day, what it means to you, what memories you may have, some things that you may not get, you may need to get out of your spirit or off your chest. We're here to do that today as a KDKA family. So 866-391-1020. Let me go to these phone lines down to McKeesport and go to Donald. Donald, you are on KDKA.
Yes, Lenny. I want to thank you for having this worthwhile program on this meaningful day. I want to talk and remember about the McKeesport 23, the 23 young men from McKeesport who gave their lives during the Vietnam War. I just want to feature the first one, a young African-American named Norman Johnson, who in 1965 enlisted in the Army and did not have to actually enlist because at that time he had a young infant daughter, so he was considered someone who could be deferred for military service. Norman Johnson felt pride in his country. He wanted to give back. He wanted to establish a life for his daughter and his family, so he enlisted in the Army, became not a combatant, but a medic. Norman Johnson gave his life in December of 1965, but it's noteworthy today. His daughter, Kelly, is probably standing at the La Rosa Boys Club getting ready to pass the wreath down in honor of those 23 men. She still attends these ceremonies and remembers her father lovingly saying, all I wanted to ever do was have dinner with my father. That's how meaningful Memorial Day is. After all these years, family members still gather, remember, pray, and just honor these young men. Having 23 men from a city like McKeesport, not a small town, but smaller, oftentimes is referred to as some of the highest per capita deaths in the country. And we acknowledged that the memorial that we established in November of 1966 at the Lavessa Boys Club in McKinnisport may be the first official Vietnam memorial in the country. So I just wanted, again, bring this to light and remember Norman Johnson and the other members of the McKinnisport 23 on this solemn day.
Donald, that is beautiful. I appreciate your phone call. And it highlights what I brought up earlier. Not only do you have the loss of life of a young American, but there's always family members that have to carry that pain for decades. Listen, you're talking about his daughter that carried that pain since 1965, that is still participating in a ceremony today. Today. And is still saying, all I ever wanted was to be able to have dinner with my father. That, it's hard to conceptualize. And Donald, this is why I appreciate you calling. It's hard for us to conceptualize that level of sacrifice when, and I'm going to throw a little shade, when in many instances, Memorial Day has become parades, which I love, sales, okay, everybody likes saving money, and patriotism, whole bunch of red, white, and blue. I love America. But if that's all Memorial Day is, beginning of summer, nice parade, took pictures, cooked out some food, waved some flags, put out the red, white, and blue tablecloths. If that's all it is, and we don't remember a story like that, 1965 and being black wasn't exactly the height of being an African American. 1965 is when Malcolm X was assassinated. It was after Freedom Summer. It was after the Freedom Rides. It was after the whole incident in Mississippi with the University of Mississippi and Alabama with the University of Alabama. It was after the assassination of JFK. It was when backlash was going against Martin Luther King Jr. This was not a time where black people necessarily said, you know what, this country's done enough for me. I'm going to go serve this country. But it's a very American story, Donald, and I appreciate you bringing it up because we also heard from others that said, my family were immigrants. They were first-generation immigrants. Again, go read your history. They weren't welcomed with open arms. They were castigated and then still put on an American uniform, and some of those individuals died. Just like Norman Johnson died. And they left people to mourn them. Just like Norman's daughter, Kelly, honors but still mourns her father. There's a power in those stories, in those examples, in those memories that we can leverage to be a better country if Memorial Day is both happy in the sense that we're spending time together and we're celebrating the ability to have freedom in America, but also remembering that we're able to do those things because somebody made a sacrifice. And when I say somebody, I'm not saying it's just one person, so obviously more than one person, but somebody in the sense that they were a three-dimensional human being, child of God, somebody that was loved by somebody or a whole lot of somebodies. And they still put sacrifice above that. That's what Memorial Day has to also be. 866-391-1020. Bishop and Denora, you're on KDK.
No, no, but I'll wrap up the session here. Thank you for bringing up that Declaration Day. That's true, my brother.
Number two is the boys from Midway. If it had not been for them, it would have been a little different country. Instead of the war, Midway, battle was, I believe it was June 4th or June 6th. And thank God for them. Number three is my family has served all the way from the Buffalo Soldiers to this current armed services, wounded, and some have lost lives. I'm proud of my family's accomplishment in the military. Brother Lenny, I don't think I'm out here now visiting my relatives. Grave sites that served in the military, and my mom's grave is close by. I don't see the urgency of these young folks really participating or trying to learn about the ones who serve. You got people, I'm still teaching people about the Tuskegee Airmen, who you know did a wonderful, wonderful job in the World War II. And it's a shame that these kids have no urgency of today of learning anything or participating in any events, per se, of Memorial Day that have, you know, in most cases, you know, Brother Lenny, these men and women served that we would have the enjoyable of freedoms. I haven't seen that many people out. Right, even right now, as I'm driving around, I don't see no young folks out there still in bed.
Well, part of it is because everything from how we view our country to how we got over our divisions to just what we value, it's changed so drastically over the last 20 years. And let's just be honest, Brother Bishop, we haven't done the best of jobs as adults and as adult leaders showing them proper examples.
Right.
I'm not going to label it on one person. I'm going to say collectively, there are plenty of examples where we haven't done the best job. So part of, and I brought this up earlier on the show as well, if you're going to have a level of civic pride, you have to have proper civic examples that people can emulate, people can feel the pride in, people can say, I have hope to be more like, or I'm going to take what they're doing well and take it to another level. We don't have a whole lot of that right now. And so as a result, you know, children in many regards are nothing more than reflections of the parents and adults that raise them. And you can't blame them for the reflection in the mirror. So this, again, is a Memorial Day where we can choose to change what's being reflected in the mirror. They're just mirroring us. If we control the narrative and we control the lessons in a higher fashion and in a better fashion, I know that they will follow. Because I've also talked to young people who have changed their ideas of how they view America based on speeches I've given, based on lectures I've given, based on things that I've written, and based on interactions with them. So I know it can happen. We just, collectively, we got to do a better job of it overall.
Well, we need to hurry up because every year, every decade, it seems like we lose a lot more far as history is concerned. And even around the military, that I don't know what's going to be coming of the next generation. I try to keep my son involved. Hey. All you veterans out there, even though it's for we celebrate our dead in battle, but thank you for serving the country. And hey, Lenny, talk to you again.
You take care of yourself and God bless. Michelle in Pittsburgh and others, hang tight. I'll get to you right after the break. I'm going to break now. It's Lenny filling in for Marty here on News Radio, KDKA. All right, let me go back to the phone lines. Lenny McAllister filling in for Marty today. Michelle in Pittsburgh, thank you for your patience. You're on KDKA.
Hi, first-time caller. Real quick, a great show. I just wanted to say, like, on Christmas, we all have favorite movies. It's a Wonderful Life, Easter, Ten Commandments, different things. I just wanted to recommend a movie. World War II Hacksaw Ridge. It's just a great movie. I think it was released in 2016. And that's all I have to say.
Say the name of that movie again, Michelle.
It's called Hacksaw Ridge.
Okay.
I believe it was released in 2016. It's just a really, really good, true story. It's a great movie.
Well, first of all, I appreciate you calling in for the first time here at News Radio KDK. Mm-hmm. Second of all, thank you for the recommendation. And third, enjoy your Memorial Day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless. It's funny, because I was talking to Mike during my show, which for those of you that are not used to hearing my voice during the middle of the week, especially during the weekdays, I have a show Sundays 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. every Sunday here on News Radio KDK. I will be filling in for Marco Bartley. Some of you do hear me at night during the weeknights, sometimes filling in for Michael Bartley. I'll be doing that again on Thursday. So that means it will be a sushi night in Pittsburgh for Margo, Rensel, and me. That said,
thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Opetaia takes on Noel Michalian. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount Plus subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more, I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
You know, I brought up with Mike some of my favorite movies to watch right now. And this Hacksaw Ridge, I'll make sure I put on my list, Michelle. Thank you very much. But I mentioned over the course of Memorial Day weekend, they oftentimes have a tendency to put on different civic movies, civic-based movies, different military-based movies. So it's not just, you know, World War II. Sometimes it's World War I. Sometimes it's Vietnam. Sometimes it's, you know, Desert Storm. Sometimes it's Black Hawk Down. I had a friend when I lived in the Kakalaki during part two of Davidson College for me and, you know, the beginning of my eternal journey with my soulmate. We had a friend that was part of Black Hawk Down. That saw friends die. Again, Memorial Day, dying in uniform. He didn't die. But I'll never forget him saying, "Lenny, I want you to go and watch the movie with me in the movie theater." He said, "Now, it's not going to be just like it happened. They changed some things. But I want you to see basically what I went through and what some of my friends went through and some of the people that, you know, the ones that did lose their lives. Will you go with me?" And I said, "Yes." He was even able to tell me who he was in the movie, how they changed his name. He said, "That's me. That was my role right there." I remember that. And I remember him squirming in his chair. It was uncomfortable for him to watch, but he wanted me to see it because he wanted me to understand what he had gone through. He was able to explain, okay, that's not how it really happened. This is how this one was injured. This is how this one lost their life. This is how it really went down. They either dramatized it or scrubbed it for cinema. And this was a guy that ended up going over to Afghanistan as well and lost more people over there. More people close to him. His family served for years prior to him. He's still serving our country now, and I salute him. But I remember watching Black Hawk Down. And again, that's not something that people think about. It's much more, you know, fashionable to talk about the two world wars. But Memorial Day, it impacts people that were impacted by Black Hawk Down as well. Impacted by, you know, acts of terrorism against military assets because they were American soldiers. That individual gave their life in service of this country as well. We need to remember all of them today. Even while we're celebrating being American, we can do both. And we should do both. After the news, I'm coming to Cynthia down in Florida and others. 866-391-1020. Last hour for me, Lenny McAllister, filling in for Marty. Michael Barley's coming up at noon. But now the news, coming up next on News Radio KDK.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Opetaia takes on Noel McCallion. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount Plus subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if your next move wasn't another job, but a career? The St. Louis Building and Construction Trades are looking for the next generation to build what's next. Earn while you learn through a union apprenticeship. No massive student loan debt, just real training, real skills, and real opportunities. Many union trades earn $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including health care and retirement. With major construction projects happening across St. Louis and Missouri, there's never been a better time to get started. Build your future. Visit mounioncareers.com today.